Blog Talk Radio.
Don't believe what you know to be true.
What's going on?
There's no such thing as common sense.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Facts of Life Radio, where we notice that some people have different understanding of the meaning of some words, but around here, we all know the meaning of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am the Chief, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, where it is raining, not hard, but I only mention that because while I realize that a lot of people think that it rains all the time here, it really doesn't. And I'm just beginning to wonder if the cancel culture has gotten all the way to the weather and you've canceled summer, because normally this time of year, it's warm, clear skies. It is, I don't know, with everything else that's been going on in 2020, the weather here has just been, I don't know, it's like it actually has been raining almost every day this entire year. I mean, we had a couple days of kind of really hot, summery weather in mid-May. But other than that, I mean, it's been raining like almost every day. And it's kind of depressing me. But, okay, I don't know what's maybe it has something to do with climate change, carbon pollution. I know. Let's just blame Trump for the lousy weather. Okay. Now, speaking of blaming Trump for everything, I've been noticing, as I often say, I like to look at what the left is saying so you don't have to. And, my go-to guy on that is a guy I refer to as Blue Checkmark Guy, well-known journalist, high school classmate, but he put something on his Facebook page, as he often does. I've never seen him put anything about Trump that wasn't critical, or about the Republicans, or Mitch McConnell, or anybody. It wasn't far left. He didn't say anything that wasn't critical, but he put something up there from Robert Reich. He puts a lot of stuff from Robert Reich. If you don't know who that is, he is a former cabinet member in the Clinton administration, currently, I believe, a professor at Berkeley or Stan, someplace like that, some well-known leftist academic establishment. And he sort of fancies himself as the leader of the resistance. And he puts out these statements and these videos. And I talk about him from time to time because I find his videos amusing, maybe in a way informative of the left-wing train of thought. But I find them amusing just because of the way he presents himself. the most condescending, just, boy, aren't you lucky you have me to think for you, because you can't think for yourself, but I'll try and explain and talk down to you. Yeah, that's just the way he presents himself, and it's really bizarre. And I don't know, he's actually, though, rather good the way he does things, insofar as, you know, he's very good at being deceptive, where he'll say a few things, yeah, okay, that makes sense, I'll agree, and then he throws some other stuff that's obvious nonsense, but uses the nonsense to make a logical-sounding argument about what's true and what's... And I can see that people would like him if you know, take what he says as all true. It makes sense. But, of course, like I say, he is like Satan or something, the great deceiver. But, okay, nonetheless, enough about him, what he had to say. There was an article in the New York Times which sort of started out on what Reich had said. And this article came out a little less than a week ago. But, you know, it was in reference to, okay, the George Floyd protests and the riots and everything. And the writer, Jennifer Zalzai or something like that, she quoted a Robert Reich tweet, and what he said was, "I have held off using the F word for 3.5 years, but there is no longer any honest alternative. Trump is a fascist, and he is promoting fascism in America." Yes, hence the title, the F word. Okay. What this article said, you know, a lot of people are starting to say that. Now, if you know, we all know that the left has been wanting to say, you know, the far left. They've been talking about calling me a fascist before he was president. Well, we can't elect this guy. He's a fascist. But the more mainstream people, they sort of tried to parse it a little bit, kind of a wink and a nod. They didn't want to say Trump is a fascist. They wanted to say, but it was kind of a wink and a nod sort of thing. You know, well, we're not going to call him a fascist, but, you know, it's kind of like going back, you know, with the Hillary Clinton and back in 2008 with the Obama birtherism issue. Yes, everybody associates that with Trump, but, of course, it was started by Hillary Clinton's campaign. Trump didn't even get involved in it at all until about 3 years later or 4 years later when he was thinking about running in 2012. But it was Hillary Clinton, of course, never brought up the birtherism issue, but somebody on her campaign did, and she, well, no, I don't know. I don't know about that. Wink, wink. So there you go. But, okay. Now, you know, some people have been calling Trump a fascist, but nowadays it's getting to the point where the mainstream wants to use the F word. They want to say Trump is a fascist. Now, okay, this article brought up a few things, and I read this article a couple times, and yeah. they're, you know, the more mainstream people are starting to say Trump is a fascist. And it's kind of, see, the word fascism is just a loaded term. It's a charged word, like they used to say in English class. So to say Trump is a fascist is, you know, it gets the emotions going. So, you know, for a long time, even the most ardent detractors of the president did not want to use the word. Well, that's changing. You know, they're trying to use the history of the word, and I'll get into that in a little bit. But they tried to, you know, given some examples of why Trump is a fascist, and it just made no sense. Let me see. I'm trying to go. Yeah, okay. Like they said, well, Trump is enamored of military parades. Well, I don't know. I guess maybe he likes a little, but or Mao Zedong, is he a fascist? He seemed to like military parades. Soviet Union. Yeah, a lot of the people on the left seem to be these days waxing nostalgic about how wonderful things were in the Soviet Union. They had a lot more military parades. Were they fascists? I don't know. Also said, well, president likes the masked men in combat attire. I don't know that he likes masked men. Now, the people on the left like people in masks, be they our local Portland Antifa people or our people doing their social distancing wearing masks. Masks are quite the thing these days. But, you know, they talk about, Trump is a fascist for cracking down on protesters. Now, I find that interesting because I must have missed that part. I don't remember Trump cracking down on protesters. I mean, rioters are not protesters. People setting up autonomous zones and seceding from the United States are not protesters. This is insurrection. This is destruction. Does it make somebody a fascist to crack down on that? I don't know. But that's what they try to use that example. Like I say, and I don't remember Trump really cracking down on that. So what's fascism? Because as I started out, people have different understanding of the word. This article mentioned a little bit of the history. What does the word fascism actually mean? Well, it comes from the word fascis, which is a bundle. You know, it's an ancient symbol from the Roman times. It's just a bundle of rods, usually shown with an axe head on one end of it. But the symbolism of the fascists is stronger together. Does that make Trump a fascist? I mean, was that his campaign slogan, stronger together? Oh no, wait a minute, that was the other candidate, old what's her name. Yeah, that's what fascism means. Now, it has to do with, well, the actual meaning of fascism and the practice of fascism has history, a specific way of doing things, particularly in the economics. See, here's the thing. People call Trump a fascist. I don't think he is, but I didn't think Barack Obama was a fascist either. But you know what? I can't make a case for Trump being a fascist. I can't make a good case for Obama being fascist, but I could make a much stronger case for Obama being a fascist than I could for Trump. Why, you ask? Well, let me explain it at you here. The basic tenet of fascism, as with a lot of societies, has to do with economics. You have, around here, we like to think we have a free market capitalism, but it's not really. But you have socialism, communism. These have ways of managing the economy. Now, fascism, as was started back from the days of Mussolini and the people that sort of came up with the idea before that, had to do with a certain way of managing the economy. The word for this sort of economic management is dirigism. That means, I don't know, I guess it comes from the same root word as dirigible. It means framework, structure. Dirigism, it's not like communism where the society at large owns everything. No, in fascism, you can't have private property. You can't have private business. But like communism, everything has to serve the state. You may own your business, but you can't really control your business. It's more than like regulations like we have here. In a total free market economy, there's no regulations, but, you know, the whole laissez-faire idea. But what happens there is, you know, the robber barons and all. And so we have regulations. No, you can't cheat your customers. You can't pollute the environment. You know, good, sound regulations. But in fascism, the economy is more than, and businesses are more than just regulated, they are directed. An example of this sort of thing might be, okay, well, you, Mr. Private Businessman, you can own a health insurance company, but this is who you have to insure, this is who you have to cover, what you have to cover, this is how much you can charge. You have to do exactly what we say. That is an example of fascist economy, fascist health control. Does any of that sound familiar? Have we seen that around here anywhere? Was that something Donald Trump came up with? No. But that is fascism. Another example might be, well, Mr. Ford, you can own your car company. You can build cars, but these are the cars you have to build. This is the fuel economy. These are the safety features that you are required to have if you want to do business in our country and make your cars. That's dirigism. Does that sound like President Trump? Or does that sound like some other president we've had recently? The idea of calling Donald Trump a fascist just doesn't really mesh with the history of the word. But, no, they like to say he was a fascist because, well, he put children in, separated children from their parents. Because the parents violated the law and they didn't want to put the children in prison with them. We don't We always separate families when somebody commits a crime and somebody goes to prison. It's not like, you know, concentration camps where the only reason you were there was because of your ancestry. No, that was something done by Adolf Hitler and Franklin Roosevelt. Nah, but Trump's a fascist. No, I don't think so. But let me see here. Enough about that. A couple other things I wanted to talk about. Somewhat related, but totally different subject. We have this issue up here in the Northwest in Seattle, the CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. People want to secede from the United States, more or less. I'm wondering, maybe they should all get together in a lot of places and secede from the United States and, you know, form their own country. They could call it the Confederacy. I mean, the name's already there. Already have a flag they can use. Now, this is insane, but people, these big city mayors, I don't know what they're thinking, but what has Trump done about it? Well, he's talked a lot. You know, he talks a lot about a lot, but has he sent in the troops? Here's what I'm thinking. Because a lot of this started with the abolish the police movement and abolish this and abolish that. I'm wondering, I think, because they're trying to portray Trump as a fascist, they are trying to goad him into acting like a fascist. You see, the powers that be on the left, they are trying to use the useful idiots in Seattle and other places to goad Trump into sending in the army with orders to fire on American citizens. I don't think that's a good idea. Here's what Trump should do about these people. Should just basically say, and it's kind of what he has done, say, get the situation under control or you get no help from us. You deal with it yourself. If you want our help, we'll give you help. But I'm not going to tell you. Because, see, these mayor of Seattle and some of these people, they're trying to portray the protesters as, well, kind of, or not the protesters, but the secessionists as some kind of heroes. No, let them stew. No money for the cities, no help for the cities. Let them deal with them themselves. And if they cause destruction, don't come to the federal government asking for any money to help out, to rebuild what they burned down. You let it happen. You broke it. You fix it. I don't know. That's just my thoughts on that. Now, I've been rambling on for 20-some minutes already. I wanted to close. Well, first off, I want to say hi to people in the chat room. A little more than usual here showed up. Got Crazy Cajun from Louisiana. Esotericism, not sure who he is. Our good friend New Orleans Wake Up, who's been throwing out a few things in the chat room. I like him, too. A lot of people don't, but he's gotten respectful. He has his position. He has different experiences than I do, and I like to hear what he has to say. But okay, and also we have Tim Tapp, who will be coming up in about 35 minutes from now. Tap into the Truth Air Blog Talk Radio. I wanted to close out with something, because I've had something in my head for a while, and maybe the best way to get it out of my head is just to share it, because today the country is very divided, and we're just all confused, and nobody seems to know what's going on. The left, the right, this person, that person. And it seems like it's just so strange. And what's gotten to me is the simple fact of life is this has been going on for a long, long time. And I'm reaching back to 50-some years ago. I think back to what was going on then, and what I want to do is something I don't normally do. I want to finish with a little music from 50 years ago. Till next time.
When the world and I were young, just yesterday, life was such a simple game a child could play. This was easy then to tell, I come wrong. Easy then to tell, we come strong. When a man should stand and fight, or just go along. Or tasted fear.